Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. The Wildersmith, too, are back in the woods. After a swell time with our daughter in Iowa, we're happily home in the wilderness quiet. For 57 years, the Smiths were citizens of what most would call organized civilization. Having been away from urban America's hubbub for 15 years, it's cultural shock to go back after being graced with the serenity of border country living. Our unorganized territory is oh so sweet. August 2014 is a near has-been. How could it have slipped away so quietly? As America takes another monthly break for the Labor Day holiday, summer's gone, in spite of the calendar still calling for another 3 weeks. And for many, parting with warm season elements is hard to accept. One can sense our warm season demise. In whispering winds, the browning tangles of roadside weeds, the apprehension of ripening tomatoes and maturing garden produce, aspen hills and valleys turning to gold, dwindling daylight minutes due to hurried sunsets, and the pre-fall animal rituals. The fading of this short season should not be taken with too much alarm. More good things are just over the borderland horizon. We resident year-rounders welcome the renewing of solitude after a busy summer, with the upper Gunflint on the threshold of autumn's technicolor explosion. A sampling is found in tinges of yellow, orange, and red, fringing some of the maple leaves along the mile of pine. And while the last flowery blooms twinkle their final hurrahs, rose hips and high bush cranberries are aglow like scarlet holiday ornaments. The area will be a leaf peeper's enchantment in a couple weeks. Speaking of rose hips, many find them a tea drinker's delight, following a frosty end to their time in the sun. The quaint fruit of the rose is rich in vitamin C, but don't attempt eating one, so I'm told, as the fuzzy innards could bring on some gastric distress. Although I wasn't present to observe such, I find the Wildersmith neighborhood received valuable moisture during my absence. The frequency and duration are a mystery, but the proof was in the rain gauge, where 1 inch was captured. However, at this scribing, the area is moderately dry once more, so care should be exercised with any burning activities. The Gunflint Lake water temp at the dock has slipped into the high 60s, 68 degrees to be exact, and is probably following suit on other area bodies. Such would indicate that atmospheric conditions during my time away were certainly not like the muggy heat experienced in southeast Iowa. Living up here for a decade and one half kind of has me forgetting the miserable, sticky, corn-growing times of my previous life. The area looks to be busy for the next few days as several families and property owner groups gather to commence a beginning of the end for cabin days throughout the Gunflint Forest. Another memorable, sweet happening will be held on Sunday. The annual Gunflint Trail Historical Society Pie and Ice Cream Social will take place on the grounds of the Chickwack Museum and Nature Center. The craft of area pie-making artisans and frozen sweet cream will be served from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m., along with coffee and lemonade. Everyone is invited to come up and enjoy not only the treats of the day, but also the magic of this special place at Trail's End. The event is a fundraiser for the society in support of museum operations, with a free will donation being appreciated. Of course, the museum will be open for viewing, and several local authors will be on hand for book signings. The Chickwack Gift Shop will also be holding an end-of-the-season sale in the upper parking lot. So it looks as though several bases can be touched by making this upper Gunflint journey a must-do. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor an end of summer song.